All right, this will be Kevin Kline. 3, 2, 1. Back here on the Sports Revolution, talking with Kevin Kline. Our playoff coverage brought to you by Dex Imaging and Mailing. Kevin, getting ready for game 4 here. And after your big game yesterday, certainly a lot of media attention put on you. Of course, a big game yesterday. You got to feel pretty good about how that one came out.
Yeah, I did. It's obviously a little new to me, being in the spot like that. But I'm just glad we got the win. That was a big thing coming in here, 1-1. We knew they were going to come out with that intensity, that home crowd that was, you know, crazy loud last night. And we did a good job weathering that storm and getting the win.
You came into this league with Ryan Suter, Shea Weber. You've been playing with them now for a number of years. You're always the guy that's sort of in that backdrop. They're the ones that are sort of in the spotlight. You've kind of grown into that role. What's that like, you know, playing with them over the years? You're good friends with them. I noticed that, and usually don't get the attention they do, but so it's got to be nice to be able to bask in the sunlight, at least for a moment.
It's nice, but at the same time, I'm glad I don't have to deal with all the stresses they have to deal with, all the media. I can just, you know, go about doing my thing, enjoying the game, and trying to play my hockey. And you don't really have to worry. I don't have to worry about as many distractions as they do. So, you know, it's nice for a day, but I'll gladly pass that off to them as soon as I can.
What is it like, though? What have you learned from them over the years? So just kind of describe your relationship.
Oh, we've kind of grown up together. You know, we kind of came into pro hockey as 20, 21-year-olds all together, and we just kind of grown throughout the years closer. And it's nice to have guys that you come up through the system with and that are such good guys. And I hope we can continue that for, you know, many more years. But it's just nice to play with them and, you know, be around them. They're good people.
There's always that chess match that goes on in a playoff series, especially when you're playing a team like the Red Wings that have a lot of weapons. You know, you're gonna go up against some of their guys. Shea and Ryan are gonna go up against some of their guys. And so you really, I guess, have to, and you play against these guys a lot, but you got to know the tendencies in a series like this of the Zetterbergs and the Datsuks and the different things they do.
Yeah, we've been playing against those guys for years, so we know some of their tendencies. But yeah, they're good players. They've always got something new in their bag of tricks, and they're very talented and can make, you know, so many plays. So it's the type of thing where you have to go at them with a team effort. You sometimes you need help, you know, slowing them down. And it's the type of game that it's a little bit of a chess match, but at the same time you just kind of go out and do the same things you always do to be successful, and hopefully it works out.
The save you made yesterday in the odd man rush, do you think about that kind of thing? Do you have time to think, or is that just a quick reaction when you see the puck?
No, it's just a reaction. It's one of those things. It actually, I think it was game 2 that they scored a similar goal. Quincy played off Peck's pad, and it's one of the tendencies they try and do to try and create rebounds. And Peck's so good at trapping most of those pucks, but it was kind of one of those things where kind of you get a little bit of a flashback, and I kind of saw it happening a little bit, so I just tried to help Peck's out because he helps me out enough throughout the years.
It was fun to see him come over and thank you there, and I'm sure he was thanking you for the goal you scored as well when you were able to accelerate through that neutral zone, get a little head of steam going through there.
Yeah, that was nice, and Peck's, he's always a positive guy and such a nice guy. So he came over and thanked me, and it's always, you know, it's always nice to hear his reassuring words when he's pumping you up as you're going up the ice, thanking you for something or coming over the bench. It's just the little things that make hockey so fun.
Well, Kevin, last thing for you, you're gone with the Mohawk here. It's starting to get a lot of attention. Was it your original idea? I noticed Frankie Bouillon's got one now. His kids, I'm told, have gotten with the same hair look here. It's really catching on here.
Yeah, I did it about a month ago. And at first, all the guys were making fun of me, and it was fun. It's one of those things you do for laughs, and not so much for the attention, but just more to come to the rink and looking funny and chuckling a little bit. But about a week ago, both those guys, just before playoffs, him and Yossi, came in with Mohawks, and it was nice to see the decor step up a little bit and do that. And Frankie's kids, yeah, they do have Mohawks, 10-year-old twins, so they look good too.
All right, with your game yesterday, I got to believe Webs and Suits can't be far behind with the Mohawk.
No, they're too pretty, and they get too much media attention already. They don't want Mohawks. You know, they're GQ. So we'll keep it that way. We don't want to pressure anybody into doing anything they don't want to do.
Well, Kevin, good luck in game four. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Big Willie.